Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast. And with the Lord's help, we're going to continue a message I started at the beginning of this week entitled, The Light of the Soul, which is the Eyes. It's been said that the eyes are the window of the soul. It tells when you look directly at someone's eyes. There's a very personal contact. Normally, we don't do that with strangers or people we don't know because it's a very intimate, very personal thing. And yet the Lord is inviting us in Scripture. We've been looking at the Song of Solomon, chapter 6, verse 5, where the Lord says, "Turn away thine eyes from me, for they have overcome me." And for someone that's ever been deeply in love, that's an expression of a consuming, overwhelming, passionate love for a beloved person, whether, you know, it's man or woman. And so what we've been talking about is delighting the heart of God, getting to know our Lord better. That's what His desire is for us. And when you think about this, every day there are countless multitudes of prayers arising before the throne of grace, seeking the blessing of Almighty God. But just imagine how God's heart is warmed by your desire, by my desire, just to come to Him, by worship, by giving of ourselves, by spending time with Him, by just loving Him. That's how that must warm His heart. Isaiah 60:19 says, "The Lord will be your everlasting light, and your God will be your glory." And I believe Isaiah was speaking prophetically of one of the most thrilling, incredible aspects of the new covenant, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Just think, brother and sister, Jesus lives within you by His Spirit. And He is your ever-present helper, companion, and counselor who's with you every day. There's nothing you will ever face alone. The feeling of just being so alone and utterly helpless in any situation, that's so overwhelming emotionally. But beloved, because you belong to Jesus, you never have to feel that way. He will not forsake you nor fail you. Furthermore, 2 Corinthians 2:14 says that He will always, always cause you to triumph in Christ Jesus. And this week, we've been sharing some precious realities that if we'll meditate upon them, I believe they'll be so alive in our lives and hearts that they can transform our lives. You know, the gospel of Jesus is good news, and it's a grand revelation of God seeking man. You know, all the religions of the world, what they seek to do is somehow to try to bring man to God. But Christianity is not a religion. It's a wonderful love story of God seeking man. Revelation, or the unveiling of God in Christ, is the central theme of the Bible. In Him dwells the fullness of the Godhead bodily, speaking of Jesus. Think about this. He was always moving from the outside in. He wants close. He wasn't satisfied with just the Apostle Paul leaning on His breast. Jesus wanted inside John. And that's what happens in the new birth. Isn't that exciting and wonderful? His Spirit becomes joined with our human spirit. That Hebrew word yada means intimate knowledge. He'll be satisfied with nothing less than a grand love affair with you personally, brother and sister. Praise God. These are some wonderful, exciting things to think about. Jesus said, when we are so committed in that kind of love relationship to Him, we overwhelm Him. And He just says, "Turn away your eyes. I can't take any more. I'm so in love with you." Praise God. Hallelujah. And so the Lord, as we were finishing on yesterday's broadcast, he's, you know, we can't vanquish the Lord by the works of our hands. It's not by might nor by power, not by our physical strength, our mental strength. We can't impress him with the eloquence of our speech. He's not, as I shared in Psalm 147 and 10, he's not impressed with the strength of a horse or the legs of a man, but those who fear the Lord, those are those that he will, that attract his attention. We can win the victory, beloved, by the pleadings of our eyes. Those eyes which, as the Song of Solomon says, are as doves' eyes, eyes that see afar into the spiritual realm, eyes that are not myopically focused on the immediate natural world. We're not, you know, nearsighted, but the eyes of the Spirit, which are the eyes of true faith. Oh, beloved, I'm just so stirred in my heart. I feel the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, please help us. Help us, Lord, to whom our natural physical eyes owe their sight. Give us a vision of Jesus. Open thou our eyes that we can behold wondrous things out of thy law. Let us be so overcome, Lord, by the beauty and majesty of our Savior that everything else will pale in comparison. Oh, Lord, give us a vision of Jesus. Let us see with eyes that the scales of unbelief have been removed, that we can see the glory of our heavenly bridegroom. Let our eyes, we anoint our eyes, Lord, we avail ourselves of your anointing and blessing, anointing our eyes with eye salve that we can see truly and see clearly. We thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' wonderful name. Praise God. In the Gospel of John, the 12th chapter, verse 21, the word relates this incident. And there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same came therefore to Philip and desired him, saying, Sir, we would see Jesus. Hallelujah. Beloved, the world is looking for its Messiah. They don't know the answers. They don't even have the questions. They don't even know the right questions to ask. But all they know is they're hurting and they're suffering, and the world is getting ever darker and ever more evil. Many don't know it. So many are lost and confused and despair. They don't even know what they have need of. They don't know what's going to help. But Jesus has the answers. They're hungry. They're ready. You know, some to their own damnation will accept the false Messiah. They're looking for a Messiah, right? The world system, they're looking for someone who's going to come along and solve the complex issues that we have in terms of the world and humanity, the economic issues, the humanitarian issues, the problems that we have in terms of the various national governments, the wars that are taking place, places like, you know, Syria, places in the Middle East where the actual citizens are being turned upon by their own governments. There is so much wickedness, so much evil in the world, in the nations of the world. It's all exactly as Jesus said it would be. This is, you know, the beginning of sorrows, but we're to look, lift up our eyes and behold, lift up our eyes to the hills, lift up your eyes when these things comes to pass, because our redemption is drawing nigh. But beloved, in spite of the confusion and anarchy and trouble and sin and evil and heartache that's in the world, only those who have seen Jesus. You know, I'm thinking of a song that we used to sing. Oh, my goodness, it was back in the Latter-day Upper Room in Oakland, California, 41st and Telegraph. I don't know if any of you are up there old enough or ever came to those services with Brother Glass, but there was a brother. He would say, I still have a vision of Jesus. I still believe his truth can be unfurled. Oh, I can't think of the rest of the song, but it was in a church just like the first on the day of Pentecost, and greater things than these shall you do. Well, thank you, Holy Spirit. I hadn't thought of that song in decades, but he had a vision of Jesus, and we need a vision of Jesus. Praise God. Only those who've seen Jesus, only those whom the Lord looks upon lovingly as his own, can invite the hungry to the wedding supper of the Lamb and say, Come. The Spirit and the bride say, come. Beloved, in all these things I've shared these last several days, there's some very powerful, overwhelming things. And, you know, there's a word that's very much a slang word today. Everything's awesome. Well, that's a very powerful word, and I don't use that unadvisedly. But when we consider these truths, that we can overwhelm the Lord with our love, that which He has been, just think about this, from before the very foundation of the world. I know God's eternal. He's not a creature of time as we are. But before the world existed, He knew the plan of salvation. He knew man was going to be created in His own image. He knew that man would fall, that we would never be reunited. We'd be lost in sin and death. But He sent Jesus to redeem us so that we can be together one day again. That time. In fact, what an exciting day to be living in, that people, the heroes of the Bible, have looked for the day that is soon approaching when Jesus will return and set up His kingdom on this earth. Beloved, it's overwhelming. And no wonder the Lord is overwhelmed, because all these eons of time He's been waiting for this perfect relationship, which will exist throughout eternity. Sin won't enter again, because there will be such a love relationship that it will be eternal bliss and blessing, praise God. So we need to reactivate and reevaluate, if you will, the opinion we have of ourselves, how precious we are to the Lord as we put Him first. You know, there was an old Scottish saint who was on his deathbed, and someone asked him, "Have you a glimpse of Christ now that you're dying?" And raising himself up on his bed, he made the emphatic reply, "I'll have none of your glimpses now that I'm dying, since that I've had a full look at Christ these 40 years gone." Amen. That's the way our lives should be. I pray this has blessed you. I pray that your eyes will be open to see the beauty of the unveiled Christ in all of His glory, standing in the midst of your heart, inviting you to an ever deeper relationship with Him. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, it's been a blessing to share these truths with you. I invite you to tune in next time as we share whatever God has for us. Thank you for listening. Thank you so much for your prayer support and faithful partnership, UCM Partners. God bless you. I love you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,